earning a diploma at a New Hampshire school, well, that will leave you with, on average, more than $32,000 in debt. That's according to a new report from the Institute for College Access and Success. It's the second year in a row New Hampshire has had the highest average load. Tara Payne with the NH Higher Education Assistance Foundation says the numbers send a signal to students and parents.
It unfortunately calls into question, I mean it has to, the value for the dollars that families are spending.
Payne says a lack of state funding drives tuition costs up. Last year, lawmakers cut aid for the university system in half. And that's made tuition costs a political issue in New Hampshire. Both gubernatorial candidates have said they'd support returning some of the aid, but differ on how to do it. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.